Okay, so today we're going deep on smarter operations.
Smarter operations.
And I don't just mean like, making things a little bit more efficient here and there,
Right.
Like really changing how industries work.
Yeah.
So specifically, we're looking at industrial panel PCs.
Okay.
Have you heard of industrial panel PCs?
Yeah. I mean, I know they're like the computers they use in factories and
Yeah,
stuff.
exactly. They're like the brains of a lot of,
Manufacturing.
manufacturing, energy, all sorts of heavy industries.
They're not your average desktop, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
Way more rugged.
Way more rugged. Got to be able to handle,
Heat, dust.
yeah, the elements,
I
all
don't
that
know.
stuff.
Vibrations, all that.
Yeah. So they're controlling some really critical processes.
Absolutely mission critical stuff.
And the interesting thing is that, our source this time, it's called Pasted Text, and they're talking about how AI is changing the game for these industrial panel PCs.
Oh, wow. So, like, actually integrating AI right into those tough machines?
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cutting edge.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be really cool to just kind of like dive into, how AI is transforming these machines into something even more powerful
Definitely.
and what that means for, industries and businesses and ultimately the stuff we use every day.
Yeah, that's a great point because I think a lot of people don't realize how much these industrial systems impact their daily lives.
Right.
Like everything from the products they buy to the energy they use.
It all comes back to these systems in some way.
Yeah, it really does. And it's interesting to think about how AI could change that.
For sure. So let's start with the basics. I guess, like traditionally, how have these industrial panel PCs been used?
Well, they've been the backbone of industries for a long time. They're really reliable workhorses, but their strength is also kind of their limitation.
How so?
Well, they're programmed for very specific tasks. You tell them exactly what to do in every situation,
Okay.
which is great if everything goes according to plan. But the real world is messy and unpredictable. And these PCs haven't always been good at dealing with the unexpected.
Right. That makes sense.
That's kind of the challenge we've been facing.
Yeah. And that's exactly where AI steps in,
Yeah,
right? This
absolutely.
is where things get really interesting.
Fascinating.
Our source talks about, this move towards predictive maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard a bit about it. I think it's like where
See that?
AI can predict when machines are going to break down or something like that.
Yeah, it's almost like, if your car could tell you,
Your
hey,
spark plugs are about to go.
yeah, the spark plugs are wearing down.
You better get those checked.
Get them checked before you're stranded on the side of the road.
Right, exactly. Instead of just waiting for something to break.
Exactly. It's like
It is
preventative,
preventative.
but on a massive scale.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about huge industrial equipment here.
Absolutely.
Like, think about wind turbines, for
Oh,
example.
yeah, good example.
Those things are massive. And if one breaks down,
That's a lot of downtime.
yeah, it can take weeks to fix and it costs a ton of money.
And you're losing energy production that whole time.
Exactly.
So how does AI actually do that?
Well, it's pretty cool.
Like, how does it know when something's about to break?
So basically, you have all these sensors on the equipment, measuring things like temperature, vibration, pressure, all that
I
stuff.
guess that makes sense. They have that stuff already.
Yeah, most industrial machines already have these sensors for monitoring,
Okay.
but the data was just sitting there, not really being used to its full potential.
Just like collecting dust, basically.
Kinda, yeah. And then AI comes along and it can actually analyze that data and look for patterns.
Patterns.
Yeah, like subtle changes that might indicate a component is starting to wear out.
So like maybe the vibration's getting a little bit off.
Exactly, or the temperature is rising slightly.
And a human wouldn't necessarily notice that.
Right, a human might miss those early warning signs.
But AI can pick up on it.
AI can pick up on those tiny changes, and then it can alert the operators, weeks or even months before a failure is likely to occur.
That's amazing. So it gives them time to plan.
Exactly. They can schedule maintenance proactively and avoid those costly unplanned outages.
Well.
And there are already some really impressive results.
Oh, yeah. Like, what have they seen?
Well, in wind farms, for example, they're using machine learning algorithms like random forest.
Random forest.
Yeah, it's a type of machine learning
Okay.
to predict gearbox failures weeks in advance.
Really?
Yeah, and that's led to something like a 15% reduction in downtime,
15%?
which is huge.
That's massive.
And it's saving them millions of dollars annually.
Wow, so it's not just like a cool tech thing.
No, it's having a real tangible impact.
It's like a real business benefit.
Exactly. And it's not just about saving money either. There are safety implications too.
Right, something breaks unexpectedly.
Yeah, it could be dangerous.
Especially with heavy machinery.
Exactly. So predictive maintenance can help prevent accidents and keep workers safe.
Right. That's really important.
Absolutely.
It's like a win-win.
It's a win-win situation for sure.
So that's predictive maintenance.
Yeah.
But the source also talks about AI optimizing entire processes.
Right, right.
Not just about keeping the machines running.
Exactly. It's about taking it to the next level.
But making them run better.
Yeah.
More efficiently and all that.
Exactly.
So, consider a bottling plant.
Okay. A bottling plant. Good example.
Yeah. You've got all these machines filling bottles, putting on labels.
Right. Got to make sure they're filled to the right level.
Yeah. You don't want to give people too much or too little.
Exactly. The labels have to be perfectly aligned.
Yeah. Got to make sure they're all the same.
And all of this while minimizing waste, using the least amount of energy and materials possible.
Right.
So it's a complex process.
Yeah. It's a lot of moving parts, literally.
A lot of moving parts.
So can AI really handle that level of complexity?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. This is where AI really shines.
Okay.
Because it can analyze the entire production line in real time.
Wow, in real time.
Yeah, constantly monitoring all those different parameters.
These kind of parameters are we talking about?
Well, things like temperature, pressure, material flow rate, all those factors that affect the final product.
Oh.
And AI can optimize those parameters on the fly.
Optimize them, meaning like what?
Meaning it can adjust them in real time to make sure the process is running as efficiently as possible.
Wow. So it's like...
So for example, it might notice that the temperature in one part of the line is a little too high.
Okay.
And that's causing some bottles to be slightly overfilled.
Right.
So it can automatically adjust the temperature to correct that.
Wow.
And prevent any further waste.
And it can do this all automatically.
Yeah. It's constantly learning and adapting.
Wow. So it's not just following a set program.
No, it's actually getting smarter over time.
It's like figuring it out as it goes.
Exactly. And this level of precision not only reduces costs, but it also improves the quality and consistency of the final product.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, the bottles are filled more accurately. The labels are perfectly aligned every time.
Consumers like that.
Yeah. Consumers definitely notice that kind of quality.
It's like when you open a jar of peanut butter
yeah.
and it's like perfectly smooth.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, this is a good jar.
Yeah. You can tell the difference.
So it's like AI is bringing that same level of
precision
to all sorts of products.
Yeah. To everything from food and beverages to electronics and cars.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing what AI can do.
But all this connectivity, all this data flowing back and forth,
mm-hmm.
it does make you wonder about
security.
Security, right?
Yeah. That's a huge concern.
Like what if somebody hacks into one of these systems?
Exactly. Because we're not just talking about, losing some data here.
Right.
We're talking about potentially shutting down entire factories.
Or messing with the power grid.
Or causing real world damage.
Yeah. It's like a whole new level of vulnerability.
It is. And the more sophisticated these systems become,
yeah.
the more attractive they become to hackers.
Yeah, because there's more to gain.
Exactly. They could hold a whole factory hostage.
Whoa,
for ransom.
Right. Yeah.
It's scary stuff.
Yeah. It's a little bit unsettling.
It definitely is. So cybersecurity is absolutely essential.
Absolutely.
We need robust security measures in place to protect these critical systems.
Yeah, because the stakes are so high now.
They are incredibly high.
It's almost like every time we make a big leap forward in technology, we create this whole new set of challenges.
That's true.
Like we got to figure out how to use it responsibly.
Right. It's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, we have to manage the risks.
Exactly.
So where does that leave us then?
Well, I think the big takeaway is that AI is transforming industrial operations in a really profound way.
Yeah, it's not just hype.
No, this is real and it's happening now.
Yeah.
The potential benefits are huge. Increased efficiency, improved safety.
And more responsive, adaptable operations.
Exactly. These systems can react to changes in real time.
Mm.
They can learn and improve over time.
It's like they're becoming more intelligent.
Yeah, they're becoming more intelligent.
But as with any powerful technology,
mm-hmm.
we need to proceed with caution.
Absolutely.
We need careful planning, ethical considerations.
Robust security measures.
We have to make sure we're using this technology for good.
Right. We don't want to create unintended consequences.
Exactly.
So it's a really exciting time, but we need to be thoughtful about how we move forward.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to think about. And
yeah.
I guess it kind of begs the question.
What's that?
As we hand over more and more control to these intelligent systems,
mm-hmm.
what skills will humans need to stay ahead of the curve?
Right.
To thrive in this new industrial landscape?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, what does it mean to be human?
In an age of intelligent machines.
Yeah. What skills will be most valuable?
Will we need to become more like the machines?
Or more human?
It's a fascinating question, and I don't think there's an easy answer.
Yeah, I think that's something that everyone should be thinking about.
Absolutely. It's a conversation we need to be having now.
Yeah, before it's too late.
Exactly. Because the future is coming, whether we're ready or not.
Well said. Thanks for joining me today.
It was a great discussion.
Yeah, it was really insightful.
I always enjoy talking about this stuff.
Me too. And I'm sure our listeners got a lot out of it as well.
I hope so.
Thanks again.
You're welcome.
And to all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in.
Until next time.
Keep those brains buzzing. And we'll see you on the next deep dive.
See ya.